time for a little chambered chat. We bring Judy along, and Judy's brought a couple guests along with her this morning as well. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
I see you brought Scott Olson along with Brent Brecky.
I did. Yes, we have a couple of guests today, and we've had a change of hands with some insurance business, and we would like to have them explain kind of what's all going on. Scott, who is with Ed Olson Agency, his father for how many years?
Close to 40.
Close to 40 years, yeah. Yes. So, and I'll just let you guys talk about what happened earlier this summer. As they look, both look at each other.
Over the years, our agency, Dan and Brecky and Everts, were always looking to expand and do some new opportunities, and Scott and Ken. Hold on.
There we go.
Yes. Better now?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, so Scott had mentioned that, something happens down the road, maybe we can make a combination there. And when Ed unfortunately passed away, Scott and Ed approached us and see what we wanted to do. And we got Peyton
Dollar in our office, who was younger and ambitious and ready to go, and kind of, passed the hat from our older generation. We had Bob Everts for many years, legacy of Bob, and then Ed. It was kind of a good combination to take those two businessmen and book them together, and then we kind of turned it over to Scott's working with Peyton and moving that book of business that they built over there on Sibley and bring it over to us down the road, and we're on 2nd Street now, so clients don't have to go too far. So Scott's working on the transition. You look at some of your clients have been there, 5 years up to 40 years, walking in the same office, same place, same time every month, and now we got to teach them to just go a couple blocks away on the one way across from the post office. So
that's
you want to mention how that Scott kind of talk more on just what you've been up to and how you're doing that?
Well, yeah, I guess, first of all, my dad had started the real estate and insurance agency, I think, back in 57 or 58, so we're pushing right on about 65 years now that the agency had been in existence, and I kind of was the insurance agent there for about the past 40 years since I had completed college, and as Brent said, actually, I think it was shortly before Ed had passed away last July, we had had some conversations about possibly doing a buy-sell with our agency to Dan or Brecky and Everts. And when Ed did pass away, it kind of just spurred things along a little bit, I would say. And really all the stars kind of aligned. I think our book of business, which is mostly property insurance, home, farm, and auto, was really a good fit for Dan or Brecky and Everts. I think that as we had talked about, I think that was kind of an area you guys wanted to expand in. I mean, you're very well established in the health, Medicare area, and this was just a way for you to grow that book of business in the property lines.
I think Ed probably was one of our oldest chamber members, and very faithful chamber member on the street, and probably one of the oldest businessmen till he passed away at 92.
He had just turned 92.
Yes.
And he was,
so it was kind of nice through the chamber to have that connection with him. He'd stop in every once in a while, and it was good, so I think he'd be very pleased to know that the business is continuing.
Yes, absolutely. I think you're right.
Yeah, and then with our agency, like I said, having Peyton be younger, it's a great fit for him to, meet the older generation and some of the, middle-aged clients that Scott has, and then build that, and then, as of course, now we would progress down to get their children and grandchildren as our clients and build that as well. And very, very unique in our business is we had some of his clients as our Medicare clients. So some people were already coming to our office already for that and right. investments with Jim. So it kind of worked out where that's kind of a funny connection too. It's like, well, who's in your book of business? And you find out, well, some of these are already our clients too. So it works out now. It's a one-stop shop for them. So, yeah. And like he said, with our book of business, we did do the home auto and business insurance, just not, you know, as much as some of the other people. And building this book with ours, it was a good marriage. And we also had majority of the carriers that he had, we already had. So it worked out really good there. We gained one new carrier, which is a positive for us in that sense too. So we do have a wide variety of carriers to shop. Especially now, as everybody sees their 10 to 30% increases coming out, you might want to stop by and do some shopping with Peyton. Because that's going to be fun in the next couple of years as the increases go up. So with the multiple carriers and options we have that we can do some shopping with, makes it a lot nicer for those clients too.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, there's a couple of others in town as well that are retiring and kind of combining some businesses together, and we'll have some of them on with us on Chamber Chat as well. But it makes for a good, like you said, a good marriage too, yeah. to put it together when you already have, but not as big a client base in the auto and property.
It is such a competitive market, too, with all mm-hmm. the changes going on, you know, with all the hailstorms that we've had, windstorms mm-hmm. and tornadoes and all the cars that are driving around looking like golf balls.
Yes, so, yeah.
So, I mean, when you take a look at that, what we've had in this area for the last 2-3 years, I mean, it's a tough market with the prices going up. Some carriers aren't even taking new clients, so it's going to be pretty competitive in the next 2-3 years, too.
Right.
So what, you guys made the change already?
So yes, yeah. Effective June 1st, we actually made the transaction, and as we spoke about, kind of through the end of the year, kind of for a 6-month transition period, I'll be working with Dan Obrecki and Everts, mostly with Peyton Oller, sure. And I just want to mention that's been a good experience. Peyton's a terrific young guy, very knowledgeable for as young as he is.
Very detailed for his age.
Very, yes, very detailed. Yes, I'm impressed with Peyton, and yeah, he's been terrific to work with. And as you mentioned, I think one really nice facet of the